You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friscup. This message was recorded on December 17, 2025, and is titled, Be Present. So grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
And so around here, cream rises to the top. People find their way into a certain spot here and there. And the body of Christ actually functions because of the Holy Spirit. It becomes who we are, not what we do. And that's going to be kind of the point of the message tonight. But I want you to think about something as I get into this little Christmas talk tonight. Christianity is a religion that shows the whole world what we do. Spirit-filled is a life that'll show the whole world who you are. Get that. Because every religion on the planet is very good about showing you what they do and commanding you to be the same. A spirit-led life is a life that's a walk of faith. It's a life that allows you to be you and nobody else. It's a path that you and God walk out together. And the reason you can is because of Emmanuel. It's going to be a hard night to spit all this out. I can already tell. But because God is with us. And you can practice your religion for the rest of your life. And if you never come to understand that God is with you, you missed it. You missed it. If you went through the motions of religion, supposedly on the way to heaven, and you didn't realize that God is with us, His presence, you have to realize His presence. His presence does not coincide all the time or necessarily manipulated by or even influenced by your religion. I spent several days last week in the South Point Hotel and Casino. Do you know there is godlessness in the South Point Hotel and Casino? Yeah. We left out early Saturday morning to come home about 3 o'clock. We had our bags, we're headed out. They're just headed in. I was like, holy buckets. And there's a lot goes on around there all day and all night. It never affected the presence of God. He is not affected by other people's sin, self-indulgence, godlessness, any of that stuff. No more than He's affected positive or negative by your religious activities. There's a lot of us have been trained to do Christianity in order to get God to do whatever we get God to do. God is simply God, and we're humans. He already knows us. The whole deal is to know Him. And just like that teaching I did several months ago about what is the will of God, you got to be a Noah or an Enoch. You simply walk with God. And if that means walking right down the middle of South Point Hotel and Casino, that's what it means. And so you can let the whole world know what we do, and then we can argue about it, and we can fuss at each other about it. I'm guilty as charged. I'm going to tell you, sitting in a hotel in a casino was probably as good a little sabbatical as I've had in a while. I don't know how many of y'all have had the overwhelming presence of God while you sat in a hotel casino. God's been dealing with me, because dissecting everything that we do or we don't do is simply trying to figure out or judge people on how you do Christianity compared to how I do Christianity. We've never been called to do Christianity, no more than you've been called to go to church. I've been born again to take on the likeness of Christ. That's what Christianity is supposed to be. I don't go to church. I am the church. Tonight when we talk about Hanukkah, we'll talk about the resurrected temple. That's who I am. I don't go to a temple. I am one. That's what the Bible says. Do you not know that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit? 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 6:19 both say that. 1 Peter chapter 2, one of the greatest passages in the Bible. You, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, a royal nation, a people belonging to God. How cool is that? That's who I am. I hope that's who you are. When you come to that place, then you can find yourself in the midst of any of this stuff, whether you're talking about Sunday morning, you're talking about Christmas, you're talking about Easter, all the different things that we want to dissect and then digest and decide what we're going to do. Let me tell you what I know for a fact. Every man can decide for himself. Any less than that is preacher-led, Bible study-led, corporate church-led, and then there's spirit-led. Spirit-led happens every day that ends in Y. Spirit-led will allow you to be in places where no man dared to tread. Spirit-led will allow you to live out your hopes, dreams, and desires and do it all to the glory of God. We were all up there roping at Las Vegas this last week, and man, they give away a lot of money, and there's a lot of stuff. And that guy right there, he got him a big pile of it. Him and his brother, Worm Leatherwood, Dustin Worm Leatherwood. Let me do it over the deal. If you're holding a check on the Leatherwood brothers waiting on it to cash, get it in there this week because they both want a lot of money. They've got some money for a day or two if you need to collect. Man, I'm proud for him. But he didn't know that ahead of time. He didn't know that ahead of time. You see, we choose our actions. We can't choose our outcomes. He chose to go just like I chose to go. I didn't get a check. That don't matter. You can have my money. You can't have my joy. I had a lot of other victories. A lot of victories. A lot of opportunities. A lot of different things. But let me tell you about the two of us this last week and our spouses. We were present. It's that simple. Sometimes you fail to be present because you were at church. And you should have been present somewhere else. I'll get into that here in a minute, but well, I'll just tell it right now while I'm talking. Because next week we're going to have the Christmas Eve communion service like we used to have, so I need to make that announcement. We haven't done it for a couple years. It happened to fall on Wednesday. I didn't even know it was going to fall on Wednesday when I knew that I wanted to do it again. Sometimes you got to step back from stuff for a minute. Just to be real honest with everybody, I was dealing with all my Christmas mentality. What's right? What's wrong? What do we do? What don't we do? Blah, blah, blah. And at the same time, I was tired of church stealing me from my family. I didn't need to be present here for the moment. I had another place to be present. You see, that's what Christmas is all about. God being present. His name's Emmanuel. He's God with us. That means he's present. Sometimes what we are told to do actually keeps us from being present where we should be. All in the name of Christianity. Christianity is just a religion. A Christian takes on the likeness of Christ. A lot of different things to be said right there. Like I said earlier, Christianity will let the whole world know what we do. Born again, spirit led. We'll let the whole world know who we are. That's a huge thing. So just a little side note here on who we are. I want to share with you a couple things, if I can get through them. I just have a hard time nowadays. Told her she won't do it, so I got to do it. But we got all just several different things, and you guys are all part of this. That's why we need to tell it. But let's see, who's this one from, Robin? Is this the food pantry or the senior center?
No, Meals on Wheels.
Meals on Wheels. Okay, yeah, from Judy. But, you know, the Meals on Wheels in this town is not government funded, hadn't been. And we help a lot. And y'all sent them $20,000 the other day. That'll help feed a lot of folks for a pretty good period of time. Then we also participate in a thing called Yvonne's Hope. I don't know how long we've been doing this in Kenya. They started out, I'm not going to read all this, but just a handful of kids and families. And Doug Hayes is a friend of ours in Amarillo, and we got connected with them. Now they're over 600 kids and families, and they're feeding meals every day and educating kids and taking care of all their needs and telling them about Jesus. And anyhow, y'all support them in a big way, and they send us a nice thank you for that. Orvidee's family sent us thank you and a little money for the cookie fund, because she'd take a cookie home to Orvis all the time. One of the cool things that we get to be, I think we're probably a pretty big part of, is the Created with Purpose over at Friona. And we've been in on that from day one in the pregnancy center, and I think they're doing a lot of good. And let me tell you about who you are. Oh, here we go. There's pictures. We'll leave all this where you can look at it, but a lot of pictures. But look, here. And here's one more, and then I'm going to tell you who you are. I want to read this one to you. But it's Papa Ministries. It's Physicians Aiding Physicians Abroad. Kyle Sheets, and we've lived right here in Muleshoe, and we've been a part of that ministry for a long time. One of the things you'll notice about all this giving that comes out of here, we don't have much of a middleman thing. It pretty much lands right where it's supposed to land and does what it's supposed to do, and we don't pay a lot of corporate salaries and things like that. And Kyle Sheets and his family, man, they have laid it out there now. I mean, they do it better than anybody I know. Y'all remember the gal that we showed her picture up here, had her mouth all messed up? What's her name, Robin? I don't know if I can even read this. Julia. They started a fund in her name, but because of the help y'all sent, along with a lot of others, but it's generous coming out of here. She got all that fixed. It's amazing. I mean, we saw pictures of her, and it's amazing. And now she's got a new baby and doing really good. But out of that fund, it says on our recent trip to Africa, Eliza, Canary X-ray tech there at the hospital, was found to have a life-threatening neck aneurysm. He needed emergency surgery but didn't have the funds to afford the surgery. We were able to help with immediate money to cover the cost associated with the surgery, $7,000. The surgery was a success, and he's doing well. We were able to respond so quickly because Papa used our Juliet Fund, a special emergency fund named after the young girl, and your quick response at that time to Juliet's need saved her life. She is now very happy, showed off her newborn baby to us while we were there this summer. From that experience, we recognized the need to be able to respond financially at a moment's notice. Your donations have made that fund possible. Thank you again. Everyday lives hang in the balance for the want of a single surgery or a compassionate hand that will serve. And at Papa, we believe in a very small way that we can be a light to those who suffer simply because they were born in a place with limited medical resources. And so, anyhow, we contribute to that as we feel led around here. We're very thankful that y'all trust us with that. There's going to be a full report here around the first of the year, Rob, and have, so we want everybody to have full transparency on everything that we do around here, just so you continue to know there's really nobody on the payroll around here. You know, we don't owe anything. So, and then there is such an abundance that comes to us from all over the country. And we never mentioned any, we don't care. I mean, it's just wonderful what God will do and make it available. But let me tell you who you are. You're 911. It don't matter where they are. It don't matter who it is. When they're in a 9-line bind and they know us, they'll call. They'll call. And we'll answer. And y'all continue to answer. It's not because of what we do. It's because who we are. That bunch right there, we help them and they help so many. Curtis and them, Circle of Love. Holy moly. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of light coming out of this little deal. Saw pictures of a little baby today that Dusty and Tammy were able to help through y'all and change their life, make it doable. There's things that need to get done, and y'all make it doable. And when people hit that spot where there's no hope, you guys are 911. And all of a sudden, the door cracks open. And we're not dead-ended anymore. And we got the ability to make something happen that needs to happen. That's who the church really is. Yes. Oh, I did. There was one more. Oh, I'm having such a hard time doing this anyhow. Really nice note. Yeah, here's what they wrote. This family was during the flood down there at Kerrville and around down there. And there was a lot of networking that went on, and we were able to help a couple of different families that had lost a lot of stuff. But their car got swept away, and they lost a daughter out of the car that day. And it's just a pretty rough deal. And so when you're sitting on the bank of the river and you don't know where your kid's at and you don't know where your car's at, they finally find her down the river. And they somehow were able to rejoice in all that and find peace in all that. But you don't have a vehicle and you can't pay for a funeral. And all of a sudden, about $65,000 shows up in your mailbox from people you've never heard of. I can't read it, but that's who y'all are. That's not who we are. That's who we are. And the people on the other side of that camera that do things. I mean, Curtis, he gets to go around to every disaster. And if there's ever a need, we can do it, can't we? I mean, just, we don't have meetings, we don't have committees, we just do it. That's how it works. Do you know how we do that? Because God is with us. You can't do this on your own. The pattern that we use around here, it will not work if you'll try this by yourself. I can guarantee it. You'll fail in a matter of minutes. But because God is with us, it's not a burden. It's not an overload. It's not overwhelming. It's not hard. Everything's fully available. Y'all can't believe what happens around here with nobody. Nobody even around paying attention. The preacher around here just ain't that important. It's the body of Christ and the fact that God is with us. And this season wants to bring that to the front of the stage in life. It's not about religion. It's not about getting the days right. It's about letting the whole world know who we are. And maybe about once every 12 months, some of us could use a little kickstart. Maybe some of us could use sometime in the 12-month period, maybe a time where the sale barn will shut down for 2 weeks. And you set aside a weekend like we're heading out in the morning where you just force your family to get in a pile so we can just hang out. Maybe sometime in that 12-month period, it'd just be nice for a guy that seems really busy to maybe wear his pajamas all day. Yeah. And the whole time, Jesus is the centerpiece of the whole thing. My Christmas tree isn't the centerpiece. No, that's just there because that gives all the kids their fuzzies, you know? I don't know why. There's some of this I just grew up liking when I was a little kid, and I still like it. And I tried not to like it, and I'm having a hard time not liking it. I don't pray to my tree. My tree doesn't bring me presents. Yeah, there's a lot of symbolism, and we're going to talk about it tonight. I think there's some things we need to talk about, and I think this journey that you've followed me through as we've battled religion and all the trappings and all the stuff, I think in the past months, I've come to a really good place, and I want to share it with everybody. How I got to that place where I'm not confused anymore. I'm not angry anymore. I'm okay. I'm still me. I mean, I'm a long ways from perfect, but I'm okay. And you know what? I bet I'm not the only guy in the world that has questions. I bet I'm not the only guy in the world that struggled with some of this stuff. I bet I'm not the only guy in the world that thought he had it all right and disrupted his whole family over it. How smart I am. I wonder how many people in the midst of their religion, rather than bring peace on earth, cause angst and confusion because this just isn't what we're supposed to be doing. So, let's pray and have a little visit with our Bibles open. What do you think about that? Lord, we just want to thank you tonight. Lord, I know there's things about this time. I know there's things about our religion, Lord, that, God, if we could hear better, you'd fix it in a minute. But here we are. And, Lord, I thank you that you've brought us to a place where the number one thing is not how much we know, but who we know. And understand how near you are. And to recognize your presence. Be mindful of your presence. And so, Lord, today I thank you, Emmanuel, for your presence. We praise you, Jesus. Amen. Y'all look in your Bible. We started this little mess yesterday morning in our Bible study. Alan, I don't know about you, but I thought we were in a really good place yesterday morning. Curtis was there, a few others. But over here in Isaiah 7, these prophecies of Isaiah, And then here's what I want to talk about some things just a little bit, and then I would like to hear from some of y'all. But this is Isaiah speaking to the Jewish people. He's the prophet to the Jews. The Holy Spirit has come upon him. A couple of things you got to recognize at that day and time. The Holy Spirit had not been given to everybody.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.